We're going to have a little fun on our program this morning. Emily Kringle is in with us this morning. We're going to talk about Produce in the Park, which is the first of three events like this that are coming up here this summer in Atlantic. Emily, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you very much.
Kind of exciting stuff. You're mixing a lot of things together.
It's very exciting, a little nervous, but very excited about the function that's going to go on tonight.
Well, this will be happening, they call it Produce in the Park, so it'll be something that happens in the Atlantic City Park, and this is the first of three events like this. You're tacking on to the third Thursday concert series that the Atlantic Chamber of Commerce and their members helped to sponsor to make it a kind of an even more inclusive event.
Yes, yes, there's been a lot of people collaborating on this, and in my past, I've learned that if you can kind of build on something that's already going, sometimes that synergism really helps everybody. So we've had lots of collaboration for Produce in the Park. We tried it last year and kind of got our feet wet, learned what might work or might not work, and we've had a lot of more promotion, a lot more vendors that are going to be participating this year. We also have children's activities, which is something a little bit new. Last year, we noticed that a lot of families brought their children. And this Produce in the Park starts at 5, with the concert starting at 6. So there's a little time there for children to participate in some activities, look at the garden produce, buy some supper, lots of different activities going on.
Well, and it's more than just garden produce, it looks like, too. You've got a lot of things happening there, too. And you and I kind of visited before we started on the air here this morning about sometimes people go to places like a garden market, and they're not really certain whether or not they know how to prepare something that might be there. And if they don't feel comfortable with it, then they just won't purchase that. So you've tried to find a bridge to that.
Yes, we have. First of all, a lot of our producers or farmers can help them. Some of them may have samples, but better, even better, every event we're going to have a guest chef. And their intent is to kind of go around to the farmers that are there, see what they have, and use that in their cooking demonstration. Tonight, we will have Tamara Gibson as our chef.
So she'll be showing you different types of things that you can do to use those the produce items that you buy in the best possible way. And speaking best possible, you've got a flyer here. And when you open it up, it's got some interesting information there about the details and the vendors and those types of things. But inside, it's kind of an FAQ in here. It's got the frequently asked questions section here that, you know, just some simple tips that you may not know. How many times have you gone to a local area like this, a farmer's market, picked up a few things, but didn't have the opportunity to use them in the first couple of days, and all of a sudden, the next thing you know, they're turning, and they're just not good anymore, and you end up having to dispose of them. You've got some tips to help you with these.
We had an excellent team that put together the brochures and the publicity, and the inside of the brochure is wonderful because it's really kind of builds on the whole intent of this Produce in the Park, to promote the use of local foods, maybe that you buy from a farmer or that you grow yourself, and this just kind of feeds into that whole philosophy.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a nice reference piece to keep and keep handy with you, too. Now, this is an opportunity for folks to pick up some local products, some locally produced, locally manufactured products. Why is that such a bargain?
Well, it's a great thing to me. It's kind of a passion of mine. And first of all, I think we should support our local community. It might be an awareness thing, but we have some local businesses that are going to have a little stands in the park. We're going to have the winery in Elkhorn will be there. We'll have some local business like the Cutie Pie Shop will be down there, Sweet Joy Shop. So it kind of helps promote some of our local businesses. It's also downtown, so people could continue to go downtown. And it also, again, brings out that local food that's more food that's not processed, that is high in vitamins, minerals, low in fat, but you have to know how to cook it. So we're trying to tie all that together.
Well, it looks like you've got a lot of variety here, too. You've got several different folks coming in as vendors with all kinds of different types of items.
Yes, yes, we do. We have Wyrick Welding will be there, and people will probably think, what on earth? Well, they have little garden ornaments, so you could buy those to put in your garden. We will have sometimes homemade jewelry. We're going to have Henningsen Harvest has produce, but they also make birdhouses. So it's kind of a cross-section of things. We're have activities, like I said, for the children, some planting of garden plants that they can take home and plant at home. Some of them will already be going. Just lots of different things. We do try to include the county too. Our daily bread is going to be there from Griswold, and they will have baked items ready to sell. That's a big draw, I think. CJ's Barbecue will be cooking tonight.
Good. Lots of different things to see, to do. And you know, the nice thing is, too, you've got a lot of these folks there, too. Now, when we talked about having the chefs there, or maybe talking to some of the vendors about how to prepare their products, you know, here are some other folks, too, that you can maybe get a couple of hints from and things. There's a lot of chance there to swap some information.
One of the things that's just, I mean, every little thing has kind of added another little idea. The Cutie Pie Boutique has little baskets. And you might want to buy one of those baskets to buy your put your garden produce in. So we're trying to just be very creative.
You know, these are not new. This is something that's been a trend. Farmers markets have been growing a lot over the last 10, 15 years or so in popularity across the state. All you have to do is Google Iowa farmers markets and you can see all the things that will come up. But they're trying to be more creative and more inclusive in a lot of places in the types of things that they offer, because the more people you can get there, that's better for everybody.
Yes, and it gives everybody that exposure, especially to the local foods, but to other things. I believe Iowa has one of the highest percentages of farmers markets in the United States. And some of them are very small and some of them are huge functions. And we're just trying to kind of build that up as another way to introduce local foods to people in the county.
Well, and I, before we started again on the with the interview today, I was asking you, how are you involved? What is your coordination point in here? What's your title? How do you, and I got this answer about all these different groups and organizations that started in. I mean, it was almost a complete circle right back around again. It's a process that sounds like it's being supported from a lot of different directions.
Jim, it's been such a rewarding experience because I don't think anybody told us no in this planning. First of all, the chamber was very cooperative in working together. The board of supervisors were great. The people that helped with advertising, the Master Gardeners Grant. It's just been a huge collaboration. And it's a passion of mine. I've been involved for several years. And the whole county group has been involved for several years. So it's
good collaboration.
Great collaboration.
You bet. And something that can be put together actually fairly easily once a lot of people work together on something like this.
Yes. The logistics might be kind of interesting, but after that, it will be great.
Now, there's two different times on this we should mention, too, for the program tonight. There's the Third Thursday concert series that the Chamber sponsors. Now, that is from 6 to 8 p.m. That's the music portion of it.
Exactly.
You guys are starting an hour earlier.
Yes. And we will be there ready to go at 5 and will last at least till 7. We wanted to give people a little opportunity to come, look around, get a bite to eat, participate in some of the activities, and then they can chill out in front of the music. I think something interesting, too, there's going to be a new stage for the music. So to come down and see that also.
And if you have any questions about anything we've talked about, I see you've got a Facebook presence there, too.
Yes, which is super because we are getting new vendors all the time. So our brochure isn't always up to date. So check that Facebook, facebook.com, Produce in the Park, and you'll see who the new vendors are.
Very good.
I think one thing that's just learned is some baby goats are going to be there for the kids to see. And
who'd have thought? Farmers markets going viral.
yes.
They're everywhere. And this is the first of three opportunities here this summer to do this. Coming up tonight, June 20th, and of course on July 18th, and then again on August 15th. So you get three opportunities to have some fun. And if it takes off and goes well and is well supported by the community, we could probably expect it again next year.
At least the same and maybe bigger. And the music is going to be extremely unique. So people need to come and check that out.
Very good. Well, whether your interests are in raw products that you can work on for yourself, or in finished products, or crafts, or arts type of items and things, or just visiting with friends, stop on out for Produce in the Park coming up tonight. Again, that's 5 to 7 this evening in the Atlantic City Park, where the vendors will be showing off and selling their wares. And then the music portion of the program, the Third Thursday Concert Series from 6 to 8 this evening, should be a lot of fun for a lot of reasons. Emily, thanks for coming by. Good luck with that.
Thank you very much.